Shalom, today's daf yomi is Erevin daf ayin ches, Erevin 78, and today's daf yomi on ayin ches am a beis. Bar minei Rav Yosef, mi rabba Rav Yosef asked the following question from his chavrusa rabba. He said, Asu ilan, let's say you made a tree that's near a wall, and you made this, that this tree should serve like a sulam, like a ladder to go up on the wall. Now we know you're not allowed to go up on a tree on Shabbos. The Gemara in Beitza, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, teaches us that the sages made a decree not to go up on a tree on Shabbos as a decree. Maybe you're going to come to pull out a branch or a fruit. And included in this decree is that you're really not allowed to use the tree at all. And so with respect to using this tree, Bein HaShemashos, between the time where we're not sure if it's Shabbos or during the week, we learned earlier that according to Rabbi, it's permitted because he says that everything that the rabbi said is prohibited, Mishum Shavuos, is a rabbinic prohibition, then they did not make a decree upon it, Bein HaShemashos, during this twilight period. According to the sages, however, who argue with Rabbi, they are going to say that it is prohibited then. So now we have this case of a person turned their tree, and they want to make their tree like a ladder. They ruin the tree against the wall to use it like a ladder in order to go up on it on Shabbos. And so the question then that Rav Yosef asks Rabbah is, Mahu, is it going to be, what's the law? Is it going to be considered like it's an opening between the courtyards? And so therefore, since these two courtyards have an opening, you're allowed to make an error between them. Because do we say that since you're not allowed to go up on Shabbos, therefore it's not considered like an opening? And this question, says the Gemara, is Tibaye Rabbi and Tibaye Rabban. And this is a question both according to Rabbi, who says earlier on 32b that if you place the Erev Tehumin in a tree, even though you're not allowed to climb up on the tree on Shabbos because it's like you're using a tree, but since you're allowed to get a Bein HaShemashos according to Rebbe, therefore it's going to be permitted, and so therefore it's a valid Erev. And V'tibayel Rabbanan, it's also a question of the Rabbanan who say that you're not allowed to use the tree at all, even Bein HaShemashos. The Gemara explains, Tibayel Rebbe Adkan Lo Kama Rebbe Hasam. Why does Rebbe say over there that you're allowed to use it as an Erev if it was there Bein HaShemashos? Because that anything that's just a rabbinic prohibition, the rabbis did not make a decree. Well, hani mili Bein HaShemashos. That's only Bein HaShemashos do we say it's prohibited. However, therefore it's going to be permitted. But now we want to use this the whole day. Well, of course it's not going to be able to serve as an opening, and therefore it's going to be prohibited. Odelma, or asks the Gemara, fil rabbanan. Maybe even according to the Rabbanon, who say by an Erev, by establishing an Erev Tehumen, where we say it's going to be prohibited because it's Bein HaShemashos, you're not allowed to use the tree, Afil Rabbanon, maybe they would say, in this case, it's a Pitrehu, it really is an opening, and the only reason why you're not allowed to go up on it is because Ariyehu de Revioe, because it's like a lion crouching on it, but in actuality, it is a valid opening, and so therefore, according to the rabbis, it is actually a valid Erev. And so then that's the first question. That's about a tree next to the wall between two courtyards. And now the Gemara asks, also, what about Asu Asher Asulam? Let's say you want to take a tree that was prohibited to derive benefit from because it's an idolatrous tree, and you made this like a ladder. So Mahu, what's the answer there? Tibayel Rabbi Yehuda, Tibayel Rabbanan. This is a question, in this case, both against Rabbi Yehuda, who says earlier that if somebody puts their Erev Tehumin on a grave, that the Erev is valid because even though you're not allowed to get any benefit from the grave, in this case, you're not really getting benefit because you don't care if it's guarded, or Tibayel Rabbanan, who say that Erev Tehumin on the grave is no good. So Tibayel Rabbi Yehuda, there's a question according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he says, Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Yehuda Hasam. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you can put the Erev Tehumin on the grave to Mutar Liknos Bayis Bisurei Ana? Because he says you're allowed to acquire a Shvisa for an Erev Tehumin, you're allowed to acquire your like residence, even though something is prohibited. But he only says it in that case, Hasam de Basar de Kanoe Erev Wonichoe de Winter, because once you've acquired it, you don't care if it's being watched. So it's acquired. So you don't care if the grave is watching it. Odel Mafil Rabbanan, or maybe even the Rabbanan, who say in that case that it's no good, they would say, in this case, pitchu, it's an opening, and Aryeh d'Rav'ilai, the lion is crouching on him, therefore it's good. So when Rav Yosef asked this question to Rabba, Rabba responded, Ilan Mutter Vasher Asur, he says the tree is going to be permitted to use as a petach to make one arrow between them, and it's because of this concept, if the lion is crouching over it, it's still a valid opening, Vasher Asur, but the Asherah is going to be prohibited, you're not going to be allowed to carry between the two courtyards. So says the Gemara, Maske for Rav Chista Ad Rabba, Ilan Sheiser Shabbos Garam, well, it just should be the opposite. The tree, which is the prohibition of Shabbos, causes it to, that you're not allowed to use it. Nitzer, it should be prohibited to say it's a valid opening between the two because you can't use it on Shabbos. But Asherah, Asher Dever Acher, but Asherah is an idolatrous tree. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. Asher Dever Acher Goram, well, lo nitzer, it should not be prohibited. And indeed, that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. This is going to be relevant for a discussion of if we want to make an Erev by using doors to close off the outside of the city and say, therefore, it's a Rosh Hashanah, a private domain, because there are doors. But the government doesn't let you close the doors. So someone will say, oh, it's still a valid Erev because it's like the Aryeh Rovetzalai. It's you have a valid thing. It's just the government is preventing you from doing it. And so that's not going to be considered a technical imposition. It's not going to be a technical disqualification, and so therefore it's going to be a valid error of even by putting doors in front of a city, that even though the doors cannot be closed.